Can you imagine life without the potato? I certainly can't. No chip with your dip, no fries with your burgers, no baked spud with your T-bone steak. What would your kids play with, a Mr. Eggplant head? Now, despite the late Dr. Atkins' best effort, it seems like the potato is here to stay. Potatoes go way back, I mean really way back, with the earliest record from the 5th century BC, when the Incas grew, ate, and, well, worshipped the spud. Fast forward a couple thousand years to Ireland, where the potato sustained an entire nation. And in 1845, when the crop became diseased, millions of Irish people left their homeland, with many of them settling right here in the United States. This flood of Irish immigrants and one Presbyterian minister who taught the Native Americans in Idaho to grow potatoes represent the main contributing factors for the presence of potatoes in the U.S. We are a potato-loving country. In spite of a recent dip in per capita potato consumption, we still average 136 pounds per person. The USDA breaks that down as 57 pounds of frozen potatoes, 46 pounds of fresh, 17 pounds of chips and shoestrings, 15 pounds of dehydrated, and 1 pound of canned potatoes per person per year. The versatile spud can play the role of the trusty sidekick, but can also stand alone as a main feature. A nice-sized baked potato topped with broccoli and cheese or chili can satisfy even the biggest appetites. As a side dish, it can be prepared so many ways. We can mash it, steam it, boil it, roast it, and even fry it. And when frying it, we can make things like French fries, curly fries, home fries, steak fries. We can even make a pancake out of it. Now, one of my favorite ways to prepare potatoes is to simply roast them with some olive oil, salt and pepper, and rosemary. This simple preparation method yields some delicious results. Now, if you're not familiar with rosemary, it's an herb with some pine-like qualities. Now, although eating a Christmas tree may not sound very appetizing, rosemary is a terrific complement to lots of foods, and it's a traditional ingredient in lamb and lots of other Mediterranean dishes. So to make these potatoes, you take about 3 large russets. You wash them, remove any eyes or blemishes, but leave the skins on. Cut them into chunks or even sticks if you like, and then place them in a large mixing bowl. Drizzle in olive oil, rosemary, either dried or fresh, kosher salt, and cracked black pepper. Just give it a toss. Then you spread them out on a baking sheet lined with parchment paper. Roast them in the oven, 375 degrees, for about 35 minutes. Now, you can get the entire recipe on the website. You can also use these spuds for a roasted potato salad by adding some raw onion after roasting them and then tossing them with your favorite vinaigrette. It's a great option for a summer cookout. So whether you're having a casual cookout or even a formal dinner, these roasted potatoes can be an easy addition to your side dish repertoire.